And then next day, I was at the bars with a group of friends, and they said I couldn't become, one of them said that I couldn't become the president of the United States because I am a woman and I am Muslim. And after September 11th, they think that Somalians are terrorists. They're not.
When I got to my car, there was a gentleman who was just done with pouring gas on the cars in an attempt to burn them. Taken by surprise, I asked him what he was doing there, but there was no response from him. He started walking away with a can of gas in one of his hands and a handgun in the other that I thought by then it was a torch. When I saw that, I really insisted on knowing what he was doing there. So I asked him, "Sir, I'm sorry, I can't let you leave before telling me what you were doing here." His only response was, he looked at me and he said, "I'm gonna shoot you." And then I realized that he had a gun in the other hand. And I was really surprised that I was never put in such a position, even in the Middle East, for 25 years that I lived there. So my reaction was, "You wanna shoot me? Shoot me." And he really did, started clicking his gun. And again, the bullet did not leave the chamber like three times. And he started running away, and he tried one fourth times where it really did leave the chamber, and it missed, fortunately.
On February 22, 2002, something happened I never thought possible. For after all, this is America. Yet, that morning at 5 a.m., something did occur that would severely revolutionize our life forever. My parents and my sister were stolen away from us. About seven FBI and INS agents barged into our once wonderful home and dragged them out of bed with guns and flashlights. Now my sister and I have been scattered among homes waiting to see our parents come home in Linwood. I couldn't have even imagined this 1 year ago, but now it's something that I replay every day of my life. My mother, my father, and my 20-year-old sister have been suffering tremendously during their 8-month detention. My mother currently suffers from Crohn's disease. It's a very bad intestinal infection that does not have a cure. She keeps a very strict diet that she has been taken to the hospital too many times, and this proves that they are not providing the proper diet or treatment. Recently, the INS, who I believe caused and ignored a lump in her breast. Her health is drastically deteriorating. My mother honestly believes that if she isn't out of there soon, she will die. My sister suffers from severe kidney stones. She misses food, her bed, and her family, and her freedom. It breaks her heart that a country that she loves and calls home since she was 9 years old is making her family go through this just because they're Arab Muslims. As for my father, he left Syria from injustice to find himself locked up in a country that he loves. He kept saying there's justice in this country. I hope justice shows up at our doorstep soon. They feed them oatmeal in the morning, a cup of noodle at lunch, and dinner. I don't know if you guys have ever heard someone crying of hunger. Well, we do, every time we talk to them on the phone. Putting all that aside for now, there's even a bigger dilemma. Two federal courts have found serious legal and constitutional questions concerning the case of my family. This includes claims under the Convention Against Torture and Ineffective Assistance of Counsel. Three expert witnesses have concluded that my family will be tortured and possibly killed if they return to Syria. Without immediate attention, my family will remain in custody at the INS facilities. The INS should stop trying every effort to deport my family and reconsider the instant release of my family. I condemn and hold the INS liable for exceeding the bounds of human dignity and justice with unlawful and callous detention of my family. I abhor the abusive mistreatment and the crude measures used by the INS to crush our spirit. I demand that my family be released immediately as mandated by the law. In accordance with the respect for human dignity, human rights, and American law, if not anything, for the sake of us kids. The family should be reunited, so please help. I don't know what I have to lose. I don't want to lose my parents, but I don't want to lose my dad to the government and my mother to illness. They're too good of people to suffer this much. God bless you, and God bless America.
A federal agent raided my store. I came to my store. I was personally searched, although I was quickly released. Before I came to the store, half of my groceries were loaded on a truck, as well as my coolers and my shelf units. I was given no explanation for the raid. I later found out that the real target of the raid was a money wire transfer in my store. Although we have a different business license and different name of the business. Unfortunately, the problem did not end. After my store reopened, I received a letter from the USDA charging me food stamp fraud or food stamp trafficking. On suspend my ability to accept food stamp. Most of my customers are low-income families who depend on food stamp, so my business effectively shut down. Two other Somali stores as well.
بعد الحادي عشر من سبتمبر.
After the 11th of September.
أصبح جيراننا أسوأ وأسوأ.
My neighbor became worse and worse.
حيث خرجوا من شقتهم وبقوا هناك يسمعوننا بعض الكلمات البذيئة.
They went out of sight of the house and with the intention to let us hear the profane language.
قالوا لنا إننا إرهابيون.
They told us that we are terrorists.
وإننا ليس فينا الخير.
And that we are people who are not good.
وأنه يجب علينا أن نترك الولايات المتحدة.
And that we have that we must leave United States.
لقد مرضت زوجتي بسبب هذا.
My wife got sick because of this situation.
لقد كانت مرعوبة.
She was scared.
لم تستطيع النوم.
She was unable to sleep.
ولم نذق طعم النوم بسبب شعورنا بعدم الأمان.
And we haven't tasted the taste of sleeping for a period of time because we didn't have safety.
إنها تود الرجوع إلى العراق.
She would like to return back to Iraq.
إن الكثير من العرب والمسلمين يشعرون بنفس الشيء.
Many of the Arabs and Muslims feel the same way.
الذي نحس به.
That we feel ourselves.
لأنهم لا يشعرون بالأمان والطمأنينة.
Because they don't feel safe.
في الولايات المتحدة.
In the United States.
إنهم ينتظرون.
They are waiting.
خاصة أولئك الذين جاءوا من العراق.
Especially those who came from Iraq.
إنهم ينتظرون زوال أو إطاحة صدام حسين من الحكومة.
They are waiting for the departure or the removal of Saddam Hussein from power.
عندها سيرجعون لبلدهم حيث سيشعرون بالأمان أكثر.
And at that time they will be able to go back to their country and they will feel safe.
وبطمأنينة وراحة أكثر.
And with the most comfort.
لقد تحدث مع المدير.
I talked to the principal, to the manager.
فلم تبدي أي اهتمام.
And didn't show me any attention.
وقالت عني إني كذاب.
And she told me that I was a liar.
أردت منهم تنحية المدير.
She was claiming that I was trying to remove the manager from there.
لأنني لست وحدي بل هناك الكثيرون الذين قاسوا وعانوا.
But it is not just me, but me and other people who suffered because of this situation.
إنهم يكابدون.
They are really suffering.
وهل تفهمون ما أقول؟
Do you understand what I mean?
So I just had to play in a secret place they never went into, but I knew where one place they never liked to play, so I went there, and they never found out where I was.
Why do you think she was doing that to you?
I don't know, I think she doesn't like me.
What did it make you feel like?
Sad and kind of mad.
When you go to the airport, and you see every time you go there, you're confronted with a turban man being searched. It starts to perpetuate the stereotypes that exist. Perpetuates the stereotypes that turban people are bad, that turban people are terrorists, that turban people, for some reason, are deserving of higher scrutiny than other citizens. Ultimately, in the light of all the events that have occurred, in the face of all the harassment that I have personally faced, and that many that look similar to me have faced, I've had to change my view on what I once thought this country was all about. had to change my thoughts about what I was born and raised believing American ideals were. At some point, and perhaps it was a bit naive, I believe there is no such thing as a second-class citizen. I'm living proof that there is such a class. Both the state and federal government, both the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch are willing to give a false sense of security to the first-class citizens at the expense of a second-class citizen.
On September 13th at 11 p.m., I was told by the dispatch staff to pick up two customers from a restaurant close to the airport.
ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਉੱਥੇ ਪਹੁੰਚਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਦੋਹਾਂ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਇੱਕ ਬੰਦਾ ਬਾਹਰ ਆਇਆ ਅਤੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਚਲਾਉਣ ਲੱਗਾ, ਯੂ ਆਰ ਅ ਟੈਰਰਿਸਟ।
When I reached the location, one of the two gentlemen came outside and started shouting, you are a terrorist.
ਮੈਂ ਸਮਝ ਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਮੇਰੀ ਪੱਗ ਅਤੇ ਦਾੜੀ ਵੇਖ ਕੇ ਗਲਤੀ ਲੱਗੀ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਉਸ ਬੰਦੇ ਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਸਿੱਖ ਹਾਂ ਅਤੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਟੈਰਰਿਸਟ ਨਾਲ ਕੋਈ ਵਾਸਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ।
I knew he was mistaking me because of my turban and beard, and I explained to the gentleman that I was a Sikh and did not have anything to do with the terrorist.
ਦੂਜਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਅਜੇ ਬਾਹਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਆਇਆ ਆ ਰਿਹਾ। ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਟੈਕਸੀ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਦੇਰ ਰੋਕਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮੀਟਰ ਚਲਾਉਣਾ ਪਵੇਗਾ।
The other man was not showing up, so I said, if you would like me to wait longer, I will have to switch the meter on.
ਇਸ ਉੱਤੇ ਉਹ ਬੰਦਾ ਭੜਕ ਪਿਆ ਅਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਚਲਾਉਣ ਲੱਗਾ, ਯੂ ਆਰ ਟੈਰਰਿਸਟ ਅਸਾਮਾ, ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਰਿਨਿਊਡ ਐਂਡ ਬਲੋਨ ਅਪ ਅਮਰੀਕਾ।
At this he got very agitated and started shouting, you are a terrorist Osama, you have ruined us and blown up America.
Main us diyan gallan di parwah nahi kiti kyunki japda si ke usne peeti hui hai.
I ignored him because he seemed to be drunk.
Phir dooja banda bhi aa gaya te pehle ne usnu dassya ke eh atwadi hai, atwadi apni taxi sade layi rok nahi sakda.
Finally the other person showed up and the first gentleman told the second man, he's a terrorist, the terrorist cannot wait his taxi for us.
Phir dove mil ke mainu bura bhala kehne lage ate mere utte chalan lage.
Then both of them joined together in calling me names and shouting at me.
Mainu khatra lagya ate main phir keha, is layi main taxi chalan ton na kar ditti.
I became very alarmed and was afraid for my safety, so I refused to drive and requested them to vacate my taxi.
ਜਦੋਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਟੈਕਸੀ ਚੋਂ ਨਿਕਲਣ ਤੋਂ ਇਨਕਾਰ ਕੀਤਾ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਬੁਲਾਉਣੀ ਪਵੇਗੀ।
When they refused to get out of the taxi, I said that I would have to call the police.
ਉਹਨਾਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਇੰਜ ਨਾ ਕਰਾਂ ਅਤੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਫੋਨ ਚੁੱਕਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕੀਤੀ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਬਾਹ ਫੜ ਲਈ।
They told me that I should not do so, and when I tried to reach for my phone, they grabbed my arm.
ਮੈਂ ਕੁੱਦ ਕੇ ਟੈਕਸੀ ਚੋਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਆ ਗਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੋਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਫੜ ਲਿਆ।
I jumped out of the cab and both of them grabbed me. They tore
ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਦਾੜੀ ਫੜਨ ਅਤੇ ਪੱਗ ਲਾਉਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕੀਤੀ। ਇਹ ਇੱਕ ਸਿੱਖ ਵਜੋਂ ਇਹ ਗੱਲ ਮੇਰੇ ਲਈ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਦਰਦਨਾਕ ਸੀ।
They tore part of my beard and knocked my turban on the side. This was extremely humiliating to me as a Sikh.
ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਧੱਕ ਕੇ ਬਚ ਨਿਕਲਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕੀਤੀ ਅਤੇ ਰੈਸਟੋਰੈਂਟ ਅੰਦਰ ਦੌੜ ਗਿਆ।
I tried to push them to get away and ran inside the restaurant.
Main madad mangi ate faisla kita ki bhave kuch bhi ho jaye main inna dohan bandiyan nu bach ke nahi nikal deyanga. Main janda sa ki unna kol koi hathiyar nahi hai, is layi main paidal hi unna da pichha kita ate 911 phone karda reha.
I asked for help and they decided that no matter what, I will not let these two men get away. I knew they did not have a weapon and so I pursued them on foot and called 911 on my phone.
Oh sadak par kar gaye ate main 911 utte phone kar reha si ke police di ik car nu lal batti utte khadi dekhya. Police officer shuru vich ta bahut rukhi si par mainu inna dohan bandiyan nu phadwaun layi ik tarah naal tarle mintan karniyan paiyan.
They crossed the road and I was on the phone with 911 when I saw a police car standing at a traffic light. The officer was in fact a little rude at first and I had to literally beg her for help in catching the two culprits.
ਆਖਰ ਹਵਾਈ ਅੱਡੇ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਇੱਕ ਹੋਰ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਅਫਸਰ ਨੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੋਵਾਂ ਬੰਦਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਫੜ ਲਿਆ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਕਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੋੜ ਲਿਆਂਦਾ।
Another officer finally caught up with them and brought them back in his car.
ਉਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਅਤੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਤੋਂ ਪੁੱਛਗਿੱਛ ਕੀਤੀ ਗਈ।
They were questioned and so was I.
ਫਿਰ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਅਫਸਰ ਨੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਕੋਲ ਆਏ ਤੇ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੀ ਕਿ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਬੰਦਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਕਾਉਂਟੀ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਲੈ ਜਾਏਗੀ ਅਤੇ ਉਹ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਦੇ ਤੰਗ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨਗੇ।
Then the first officer approached me and said that she would take them out of the county and they would never trouble me again.
ਉਸਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸਲਾਹ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਬਕਾਇਦਾ ਰਿਪੋਰਟ ਦਰਜ ਨਾ ਕਰਵਾਵਾਂ ਪਰ ਮੈਂ ਇਹ ਗੱਲ ਉਕਾ ਨਾ ਮੰਨੀ.
She advised me against filing a formal complaint, but I absolutely refused.
ਮੈਨੂੰ ਫਿਕਰ ਇਹ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਜੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਗਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਕੱਲ ਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਫਿਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਹੋਰ ਸਿੱਖ ਡਰਾਈਵਰ ਨਾਲ ਇੰਜ ਦਾ ਬਤੀਰਾ ਕਰਨਗੇ.
My concern was that tomorrow they will meet another Sikh taxi driver wearing a turban and will behave the same way if they are allowed to go free.
ਮੈਂ ਅੜ ਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਇਤ ਦਰਜ ਕਰਵਾਉਣੀ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਗ੍ਰਿਫਤਾਰ ਕਰਵਾਉਣਾ ਹੈ.
I said I absolutely want to file a case and want you to arrest them.
ਮੇਰੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਿੱਦ ਕਰਨ ਉੱਤੇ ਉਸ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਅਫਸਰ ਨੇ ਰਿਪੋਰਟ ਦਰਜ ਕੀਤੀ.
Finally, because of my persistence, she filed a report.
ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਅਫਸਰ ਦਾ ਵਿਵਹਾਰ ਕਾਫੀ ਚੰਗਾ ਸੀ. ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੋਹਾਂ ਬੰਦਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ 3 ਮਹੀਨੇ ਕੈਦ ਹੋਈ.
They were very helpful after that. The two men were given a short 3-month sentence.
ਉਸ ਦਿਨ ਤੋਂ ਮੇਰੀ ਪਤਨੀ ਅਤੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਪਤਨੀ ਨੂੰ ਮੇਰੇ ਟੈਕਸੀ ਚਲਾਉਣ ਉੱਤੇ ਫਿਕਰ ਲੱਗਾ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ.
Ever since then my wife has been very scared to let me drive a taxi.
ਪਰ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਦਾ ਖਰਚਾ ਚਲਾਉਣਾ, ਕਰਜ਼ਾ ਲਾਉਣੇ ਅਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਸਮਝਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੀ ਜਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਖਤਰਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਬਾਵਜੂਦ ਵੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਟੈਕਸੀ ਚਲਾਉਣੀ ਪਵੇਗੀ ਅਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਤੇ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਦਾ ਉਜਲ ਭਵਿੱਖ ਲਈ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨਾ ਪਵੇਗਾ.
But I have a family to raise, a mortgage to pay, and I realize despite these dangers to my life, I will still need to drive the taxi and work towards a better future for my children and family.
ਮੈਂ ਹੁਣ ਵੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਚੌਕਸ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹਾਂ, ਖਾਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਰੈਸਟੋਰੈਂਟ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਣ ਤੋਂ ਪਰਹੇਜ਼ ਕਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਲੋਕ ਬਹੁਤ ਰੁੱਖੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਨ.
I still try to be very careful and particularly avoid going to restaurants where people are less than polite.
ਹੁਣ ਵੀ ਕਈ ਵਾਰ ਅਜਿਹੀਆਂ ਸਵਾਰੀਆਂ ਮਿਲਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ ਜੋ ਕਿ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਬਿਨ ਲਾਦਨ, ਯੂ ਆਰ ਏ ਟੈਰਰਿਸਟ ਵਰਗੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹਨ.
There are at times that I still meet customers who make comments like you are bin Laden, you are terrorist.
ਪਰ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਵੱਲ ਧਿਆਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਸੋਚਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਜੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਜ਼ਾ ਦੁਆ ਵੀ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਉਹ ਛੇਤੀ ਛੁੱਟ ਜਾਣਗੇ ਅਤੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਕਰਨਗੇ.
But I ignored them thinking that even if I press charges they will soon be free and may harm me even further.
ਮੈਂ ਉਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਹਾਲਤ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋਣ ਤੋਂ ਟਾਲਣਾ ਸਿੱਖ ਗਿਆ ਹਾਂ.
I have learned to avoid creating a scene.
ਅਦਾਲਤ ਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਹੁੰਚੇ ਨੁਕਸਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਪੂਰਾ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਕੀ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ.
The court asked me what could be done to fulfill my loss.
ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਹੁੰਚੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਨੂੰ ਘੱਟ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਕੁਝ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ. ਇਸ ਘਟਨਾ ਨਾਲ ਮੇਰਾ ਦਿਲ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਦੁੱਖ, ਪੀੜ ਅਤੇ ਡਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਜੀ ਰਿਹਾ ਹਾਂ.
I told them that there was nothing that anyone could offer me that would heal my pain. The event has broken my heart. I live in anguish, pain and fear.
Thank you.
One boy took my basketball and he started punching me till a teacher came and gave me my basketball back. And I was on the ground crying. I've been hit so many times. It's like, I don't even know why the point I came to America for. When I moved to Auburn, I thought I might go away because nobody knew me here. So I was like, maybe I could be different. Yeah, but still, then September 11 happened and people started being mean to me again. Call me Habib, Tallhead, Epperhead, everything like that.
Has it gone away?
No. People still call me those names here.
What would you say to kids who are bullying other kids?
Why don't you just quit? Can't you see it hurts people? Even if they don't show it.
After September 11, the Somali were targeted. A few days after the attack, a 16-year-old Somali was attacked and stabbed in a gas station in West Seattle. A few days later, 6 Somali women were fired from their jobs. Our men are being harassed constantly from being Muslim and Somali. We are targeted by the media, by the citizens of this country, and almost we feel that we are back in Somalia with no voice and no right. Today, wearing a hijab, it has become a target of being a terrorist. Becoming a Muslim, it was a sense of peace, but today it means we are killers. We are not. We came here the same reason a lot of your ancestors came to the United States. For the freedom of religion, freedom of speech. But after September 11, we feel those rights or have been taken away from us. Our girls, they cannot go out and shop because they are wearing the hijab. We are here in America, our new home. And we would like to tell our story, even though it's so painful, and I am only one person, but we're here, and we're here to stay. We are not terrorists, we are not murderers, but we're your neighbors, your schoolmates, your friends.